Got it all. Yes, I do. Hey, welcome to What's the Buzz in New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Today we're broadcasting live from Greenport. And you want to check that out. It's a beautiful day in Greenport. Very nice. And with that in mind, we're going to feature some Greenport talent. The Drinkwater Brothers, twin brothers, John and Matthew, are professional actors, singers, musicians. They recently were chosen to perform at this year's Broadway's Rising Stars event at Town Hall and perform with fellow Rising Star and recent Tony winner, Ali Stoker. They are regulars at Jim Caruso's cast party at Birdland, have their own show on the upcoming theater at Birdland. Their first album is called Do Not Feed the Birds, which features original songs and four covers. All right. They're going to call in later. You can find them and follow them on Facebook and, you know, like that. So why don't we begin? If you hear outdoor noise, it's local Greenport noise going on. So why don't we begin with a little Nancy Lombardo comedy? I think that works.
Hi there. I like Clark Kent sitting behind you. Thank you. A little Clark Kent action going on there. Friends in the corner. My friends at the high table up there. Yeah, hi there. I like to see everybody. You know, it's so misleading. You can't see this, but turn around just for a second and look at that wall. This place looks so more crowded than it is. From up in there. I'm like, God, I can't get that wall to laugh for nothing. Blankly. If they're painted on or something. Oh, yeah, over here. Yeah, we'll go. Is that a date I see happening back there? Yes. What date is this? You're married 33 years? And he still has his arm around you? Let's hear it! Oh, my God! I spend most of my life going, get off me. Get off me. You're too close. You're breathing on me. You're using my air. That's my air. And let's hear it. I want the ladies running the bar and doing everything there. Are they not also putting like this kind of show and everything together? Oh, look at you, little popcorn ladies here. Popcorn ladies. Now, I can't tell. Are you related or friends? A little combination of both. She's like the mafia down there. A little combination. Funny you should ask. Be careful on your way out tonight. I like this. You guys look like you're up to some fundraising or something, this table here. You guys, no? Nothing? Just fundraising, huh? Yeah, okay. We'll go over to the Mad Moose later and party down. That's the name of the place is here. You turn a corner, there's a bar or a restaurant or something. You turn it, you got a sharp turn though. No parking. woman from New York City, and you know, it's a long way. Trying to entertain myself between my ears popping and not popping. And then I was playing a little fun game with myself, like, identify the species of roadkill, because you have so much on here. I swear, there were animals I couldn't even guess. I think it's either a beaver or a coyote beaver. I don't know, it's like twilight up here. And it's just a lot of animals, though. A lot of just, and they don't, you guys, like, you know what? I've seen you drive, so I know why there are a lot of animals. Now, I drive in New York City. I've never been so scared driving through a town here. I guess our laws don't apply to you. I'll just turn wherever I want. And I think I'm going this way, too. Oh, I'm going to go over here now. Okay. I think I'll cut off that other way. That's fine. You guys are dangerous, dangerous. Are you cute together? Yes, how many years? Uh-oh, sorry, 33, 53, boom! Moments in the air, everywhere looking around. Wow, that's nice, that's nice. Hi, look, he's a very quiet guy here. Are you together? Behind? Yeah, you're together? You're looking around the room, I guess not, okay. We're gonna go in, if she says we're together. Don't even go there. We're not together. I like this. You got a very sophisticated thing going on with the earrings, the little blazer. You know, I'll be damned. It's going to be Broadway for me tonight when I go to the big show. I got to drive a long way for everything, to get to everything, too. But I don't know. I just. Okay, raise your hand if you're in the witness protection program. Somebody raise their hand. Okay. It's fun, though. It's fun. I like checking out the new things. I went to the long dog. It was a short walk. Lost dog. Okay, lost dog. Which, by the way, could have been the roadkill I saw coming in. Just saying. That was nice. That was nice. It sent right across the hotel. It's very nice. Everybody's so nice here. But I felt like I was getting jumped by the hotel staff. Everybody was trying to help me so much, and I was just trying to, I'm just trying to get my room. You don't have to help me. Please, stop. But they were. It was very nice. It's a nice town. I like it, too. A very Aryan crowd. I just noticed that. Oh, I'm sorry. Where are you from? You're from New York City? You're Jewish? Hey! We're all mishpacha! My name is Lombardo, and woo! This has been Ladies of Hollywood!
Oh, wait.
Oh, wow.
These are available on CD Baby. I'd like to announce we have another radio show listening in right now, Movietic Headquarters, all the way from Pueblo, Colorado. It's Betty Jo Tucker with Movietic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, and I believe this week she's featuring comedy. All right, I'm trying to, the Drinkwater Brothers, I see they're in the chat room already, but I'm trying to download their songs. Only one of them downloaded, so we'll just try to do a workaround until then. So, Drinkwater Brothers present, and remember, you can follow them on Facebook. Follow them on Facebook, Drinkwater Brothers. Okay, let's play one of their songs, Lost in You.
You took me by surprise, I swear it's true. I don't know if you knew, but my life flashed before my eyes when you walked in the room. Oh, and it looked like darkness everywhere. Nobody seemed to care. No help, no help from anywhere. Mad people talking, bad people walking. And my life just isn't fair, 'cause I can't help but find myself lost in you, so lost. I can't help but find myself lost in you, so lost. Oh, oh. started thumping my mind into a trance. Then we started to dance like two lost enemies, losing our sympathy. Programmed for misery. Two hearts gunning, too smart for running. But who's got the energy? 'Cause I can't help but find myself lost in you, so lost. I can't help but find myself lost in you, so lost. Oh, 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 oh. My breath until I can't breathe. The worst of all is the hoping, lying to myself, that I'm ever gonna get free. Oh, whoa, whoa, lost in whoa. You, so lost. Oh, whoa, whoa, I find myself whoa. So lost in you. Oh, whoa, whoa.
Very nice, very nice. Attach applause at the end there. Very nice. Now, let's see. Oh, they're still downloading. I want to play more of their songs. And let me see if I can do a workaround with this. Let me see if it'll play. Here we go.
I'm
There we go. I apologize if I double tracked it. I clicked on it twice. I was going around it I wanted to play it. I'm still downloading, but I'll tell you what, I'll play the other two songs next show, or if they download before the end of the show, I could try my wraparound. Right now, I'm going to the mic to open it up for the boys. And if they're ready, I hope they're listening, and we'll get to it. And here we go. All right, I'm opening up your mic, guys.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Yes, there you are.
Yeah, hi, Nancy.
Okay.
Hi,
introduce yourselves. Go ahead.
All right, so
it,
yeah,
so
we're the Drinkwater Brothers. I'm John, and
I'm Matt,
but that'd probably be pretty hard to tell on the phone, so we could just be the Drinkwater
yeah.
Brothers. But, yeah, that's us.
So why don't you give me a little, I know you're Greenport, so give me a little backstory. How did you guys start deciding you were going to play together and sing together?
Yeah, we're twin brothers. We're from Long Island, New York, all the way on the end, the North Fork in Greenport is where we were born. Well, we weren't born. We were actually born in New Jersey, but we were raised in Greenport. And, yeah, so we kind of always sang. We always, you know, did stuff together. And then in high school, one day our friend was working at a restaurant in our town, and she said that they needed a music act, you know, to play. They wanted to start doing music acts.
We had always played music and stuff together, but never in that sense.
Yeah, and so we said, okay, you know, we'll do it. And we did it, and we just kind of...
Put together a couple hours of music.
Yeah, and we just kind of threw it together and just did it, and it was great. It was so much fun, and we kind of realized in that moment, oh, wow, we've kind of, you know, we might have something here, you know. And then we kind of started taking
off
more
from there.
Things.
Yeah, we started writing stuff and just playing in a lot of different places.
Great. And you just released your first CD too. Can we even say CD anymore? Album?
Yeah, we did. And it was a ton of fun.
Tell us about it.
We'd never done anything like that before, and then we sort of figured, well, it's time, you know. And we had songs that we really liked, and we wanted to just get them out to the people. So we put it together, and it was a ton of fun to do, and yeah.
That's great. And did you engineer it here? Did you engineer it here in? I'm broadcasting from Greenport today. Did you engineer it here in Greenport?
Yeah, it was all recorded in Greenport and engineered in Greenport.
Awesome, so. That's nice. And how many of the songs were original?
4 of the 8 songs are original. And there are 4 covers from varying different genres. Yeah, and we, you know...
Okay, and you also... Go ahead.
Well, just for the covers, we just kind of... We really like older music from the 70s and the 80s and 60s, stuff like that, classic kind of stuff. So it's the covers are that kind of stuff. You know, and we like all music,
but that's
kind of what we enjoy to do the most. So those are the covers that we put on there for the first album.
Now, I also see that you perform with somebody I know, Jim Caruso?
Mm-hmm.
At Birdland?
Yeah.
Do you know my friend Jenna Esposito by any? Jenna Esposito performs there all the time, too.
The name rings a bell. I'm sure we've met her at some point, but I...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, Jim is just great. We actually just did one of his shows at Birdland the other day, and now this is the first time we're kind of announcing this, is we're doing, he's just asked us to do a show in the Birdland Theater, our own show. So we're going to be doing that on the 20th, and that's going to be a ton of fun. We have a ton of fun guests and stuff for that.
Yeah, guys. Hey, listen, why don't you announce, I put it on, it's on the Facebook page, but you do have a Facebook page where people can follow you and know where you're playing next. So
yeah, we do.
Say the name of it.
Drinkwater Brothers. And it's the same on Facebook and Instagram, you know, at the Drinkwater Brothers.
Yeah, and we keep everything updated on upcoming shows, and we a lot of the time post a lot of covers and clips of songs on there, so...
A lot of good content, yeah.
Why don't you, just very slowly, would you announce when your next engagement is, please?
Our next
so the audience can
show is August 14th at 8 o'clock at The Bitter End in New York City. It's a famous music venue. But yeah, August 14th at 8 o'clock at The Bitter End, and the show is about
an hour. That's on Bleecker Street. For those of you who don't know, it's on Bleecker Street. And as I've performed there as well, also Bob Dylan, Lily Tomlin, and every folk singer that's come through, Cliff Everhart, Sean Colvin, I've performed there. It's a very famous, famous, trendy place now. Very, very nice venue, too. Good sight lines, good sound lines. So that'll be
yeah,
on the
and it'll be a ton of fun,
the date
too.
Again?
You know, it'll be a ton of fun. This,
what's the date?
That,
what's the
date? August
14th.
8 o'clock.
August
and all 14th. Of this kind
what
of information can be found on our Facebook and Instagram and all that, too.
Okay, what day of the week is that?
August 14th, I believe, is a Wednesday.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday.
Okay, it's a Wednesday. All right.
Yep.
So check that out. You can go to their Facebook page and check them out there as well with that. Sorry, my music's still downloading. I'm waiting. I want to play another song. And so hang on. Let me see how I can do this. I have to cheat a little on this. Okay, let me. This sounds interesting right here, the bird song. I got to cheat, guys.
Mary used to sit and we saw the demon dog. Thank you.
Nice. Very nice. I like it, guys. You still there?
Yeah. Thanks.
You guys go away? Oh, you're there. You're there. Okay, great. So that was terrific. Terrific. So you can see them at the Bitter End Wednesday the 14th. And where can I get tickets, by the way?
Tickets at the door. I'm not sure if they're online anywhere. I'm sure you can call and possibly make reservations.
Oh, you probably just check out the Bitter End. The Bitter End is located on Bleecker Street. Just check it out. And if you go online, they'll have advanced ticket sales or not, or just buy them at the door. And sounds very good. Good stuff, guys. Anything you want to add as we're down to our last 2 minutes?
you can find the album on Apple Music and Spotify, YouTube, streaming platforms and all the online stuff. So if anyone wants to check that out, just do not feed the birds.
All right.
On all the, yeah.
Oh, that's terrific. Okay, guys. I love the bird song. That was very nice too.
Well, thank you.
Very Simon and Garfunkel kind of thing. All right, we're down to our last 90 seconds. I want to thank the Drinkwater Brothers for being guests on our shows. You can follow them on Facebook. They'll be at the Bitter End, and they'll post their upcoming shows there. And shout out to Angela for getting them on the show. And we'll talk to you all. This show will remain on the air, everyone. So don't forget, tonight you can watch the Nancy Lombardo Show. That's at www.mnn.org. Okay, the Lifestyle Channel 2, the Nancy Lombardo Show. That's 3 channels in Manhattan and worldwide on the Internet. And this show will remain on air if anybody wants to re-listen to it. It'll be ready for re-airing in about 1 minute. All right, boys. Thank you, John. Matt, thank you for being on the show. And best wishes. You're welcome. All right. This has been What's the Buzz New York. Your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Don't forget, my CDs are available on CD Baby. All right, everyone, stay cool, hydrate, check on the elderly if they live around you, bring them some treat, some water, whatever they need. Ask them if they need anything. Okay, this is What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo, and our guest today were the Drinkwater Brothers. Go Facebook them. All right, big kiss. Bye-bye.